Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, this is Matt Micucci, and I'm joined by Anaïs Desmoustiers, actress in Pascal Ferrand's latest film, Bird People, which is really a film about people letting go and moving on to the next chapter in their lives. The film is prominently split into two parts, and your character actually dominates the second part, and is particularly memorable due to her transformation from an ordinary hotel cleaner to a bird. What was your reaction when the script of Bird People landed your way?
Très surprise, très excitée par le projet.
I was very much surprised and excited by the whole project, and I immediately realized that it was a unique role, one of those that you're not offered very often as an actor. And Pascal didn't tell me anything specific about the role, nor about the change, the transformation that she undergoes. And I was very much impressed by the quality of the writing. It was almost like a novel, you know, a very descriptive account. And I immediately perceived what was going to be Pascal's take on the shooting.
How did you get ready for the part?
Il y a eu une préparation de femme de chambre. J'ai fait un stage pendant une semaine.
I got prepared to portray this chambermaid by attending a one-week stage in the hotel where we then shoot the film. That was Pascal's idea that I didn't particularly share in the beginning. It really sounded like actor's studio to me. But it was very important to discover the solitude and the loneliness of the job of any chambermaid, which is something that you don't experience in many other occupation, and also the mysterious side of this job, that is when you open a door, you literally walk into someone's intimacy and you're free to imagine what you want by just finding all the hints in a room by things that people leave around when you clean it. It really feeds your own imagination. So it was very important for me to learn the gestures, which I did in this week's stage, and then to free up my mind and my spirit and to be able to wander around, because Audrey is a dreamer, and that helped me to acquire that side of her character.
Actually, how much have you got in common with the character?
Peut-être la solitude.
Possibly the loneliness of this young woman. We all live in a very connected world, but despite that, and also in my job, I'm supposed to be always surrounded by people and to bond with people, but we do have a hard time in having a good quality bond with other human beings.
Well, another question I'd like to ask is like the relationship between you and the director. I'd like to get in more detail on it.
Pascal est quelqu'un de très passionné, très investi.
Pascal is a very passionate and very much involved and dedicated in what she does and in this film specifically, and therefore she is perfectly able to communicate and to express what she wants, and that's very encouraging for the people working with her. And filmmaking to her is a natural need, you know, for her to live. She's very delicate in the way she directs actors and very, very concerned with the details. I have many silent scenes in which I don't talk, but she has this ability of almost reading your mind, and she was quite impressive. She immediately realized if I was slightly distracted in moving one object or in passing from one little action to another, and it's quite challenging to be directed like that, you know, to be seen under a microscope almost.
What are the main factors that lead you to decide what roles to take on and what projects to become a part of?
Oui, en fait, je crois que ce qui guide le plus mes choix, c'est
the main criteria that I have is the director. My wish to work with a certain director and my need to make a specific film. And when you base your choice on that, then there are many doors that open up to you. And I'd rather play a small role with a director that interests me than to have a big role in a film directed by someone I don't really care. And also the character is important. And it's very important for me to be able to change the character that I play, that I perform. It will be too depressive to always repeat the same kind of role. I think I need to be the first to surprise myself.
So far in your career, what has been your biggest challenge? You mentioned working with a lot of directors and a lot of stars. What was the most one, the one that was the most difficult?
Là récemment, j'ai fait un film avec François Ozon qui s'appelle Une nouvelle amie.
Well, it was my most recent experience with François Ozon for Une nouvelle amie, a movie that I thought I just finished shooting with Romain Duris, and the hard time and the biggest challenge was to convince him that I was the right one for that role. He wasn't convinced at all. He thought I was just too young, and I had to show him screen test after screen test that I could change my look and look more mature, you know, with little things and little details that I, just to prove him that I could look more like 30 years old than like 20 years old. He was totally unconvinced, but I managed to do so. So it was great for me to end up playing this role.
Have you ever felt the need to drop everything and fly away, just as your character does?
Alors, j'ai déjà pensé, oui, j'ai l'impression que ça traverse un peu tout.
I think everybody in our life, we have all experienced this wish to change life and to change job or family. We always, it happens to us to think about it. And I think the beauty of a film is that at the end of it, it tells you how you can relearn to go back to your life and to live in your own universe without necessarily changing. What you change is the perspective. Through transformation, you are able to distance yourself from things and just shift the perspective and just regain possession of your life from a different standpoint. And this means that we all need more freedom to allow ourselves to see things in a different way and to be able to wonder at things and to be able to be creative and poetic in our life, like the Japanese artist who draws whilst Gary's character, for instance, is just down to earth and too absorbed in his daily activity, while Audrey tends to delete herself through what she does. And he was asking, is she suffering life? She just has a hard time, like many young people, hard time finding a place in this life, a place for herself, and she just feels like floating and drifting away in a way. I myself am very much contemplative, and I get passionate in other people's lives, the characters that I play in my job, and I can share the point of view of this woman that likes to put herself in someone else's shoes.
Thank you very much, Anaïs, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.